Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We have Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we doing today, man?
Good. How are you guys?
We're trying to make our way through the rest of this season, Mick. That's trying to figure out a way to stay positive about it all as we, we're wanting to see a little bit more, but all at the same time protect, and also kind of still bummed about the fact that it's not going to be a fruitful playoff season for us.
Yeah, I mean, that always, you know, when the season comes to kind of a screeching end, that's always the feeling when there's no playoffs. And unfortunately, for 2 years in a row now, everybody deal with that, including these guys. And you know, as badly as you might feel, I would imagine they feel worse.
The Trayvon Diggs being out on the field, how did that look to you? Did it look kind of like you expected?
Well, considering he hadn't, what was the first time he played in 9 weeks?
Yeah, since the Bears game?
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to set the world on fire because he hadn't set the world on fire before he went on injured reserve. So, and I think they kind of got backed into a corner, knowing that with Deron Bland out, with the rest of the group, there was no one there with more than in their second year at cornerback. So I think they had to roll the dice when I think if you had put them on a lie detector test, they would have wanted to just have him finish the season on IR to assure his health more than anything going forward.
I was out a little bit, so I was kind of caught off guard by Quinnen Williams and the neck part of it. How are you feeling about, like, what you think you'll see him at all the rest of the year, or you think this might be something he has to deal with later for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I don't know the extent of the neck part, but I'm sure he hadn't cleared the concussion protocol. Although he was moving along, he and Lipke by Friday. But again, yeah, with the neck deal, I just think you got to see how that plays out. But there's certainly, I mean, think about it. They certainly missed him in the middle there. His presence, his ability. And then they got to just see what the bottom line is on the injury. If it improves, I'm sure he'll want to go out there and play. And if not, then, yeah, do what everybody's been asking for, play all these other people. And they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they got to see what they were looking for.
Mickey, how do you feel on the offensive side of the ball with the injuries at left tackle? Moving Tyler Smith over away from his all-pro position, at this point in his career, does that worry you as much as it did earlier on in his career? I know I was worried when they were trying to figure out, is he a guard, is he a tackle? I was like, put him in one place and let him develop. But now he's kind of shown us what he is. Does that bother you as much when they move him from position to position?
No, not at all. I think they did it out of necessity, right?
Yeah.
They were trying to do the best they could to protect Dak Prescott, and knowing Guyton wasn't going to go, and Nate Thomas, I think, had somewhat leveled out. But also, he was while he was fully practicing, he was gutting it through. He was dealing with a shoulder injury, and I'm not sure what level he would have been able to play at. So I thought between those two factors, it was like, okay, let's make this move, because probably playing with TJ Bass at guard is better than playing Nate Thomas in his condition at left tackle. So they went ahead and made the move, and I thought he played awfully, awfully well.
All right, let's go ahead and give him a call back here in just a second. Go ahead and try and reconnect with him on that. It's just kind of tough sometimes to get that. But, yeah, I was captivated watching Tyler Smith out there.
Yeah.
With my thoughts heading towards, and I'm going to obviously ask Steven about that later, heading towards, hey, is there a future for that? You're very good up the middle with your guards, but would that be a solution for you? And is there an option to move some of these other guys around and make something like that happen? So whenever I saw Tyler Smith out there, it was very intriguing for sure.
And I wonder, with the early success that they've had in the rookie campaign of Tyler Booker, if they are a little more comfortable making that move, saying, we've found that maybe it's a little bit easier for these guys to develop on the interior of the offensive line. Cooper Beebe was really good to start his career. Maybe they're just more comfortable with rookies starting there. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey, how are you doing, man?
I'm still good.
There we go. So Tyler Smith, he was pretty comfortable out there then?
Who was that?
Tyler Smith at left tackle.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't give up but one sack, and it was the end of the first half when they were trying to extend the last that play and with the seconds ticking away. And he hung on to hoping something opened up. So I thought from a protection standpoint, it was greatly improved over the previous two games, and good enough for, you know, him to throw for 244 yards. Should have been three touchdowns. One got called back. So on a horrible call, by the way, the holding on Tyler Smith. The guy threw his hands up after he got stoned.
Which, I guess, go ahead and do that. You know, that would be the play from there on if that's going to be the case. When on Dak's last throw, did you kind of hold your breath just a little bit? Because I was very concerned whenever he had two guys that kind of laid on top of him as he was flying to the right.
On his last throw, I was trying to remember it now. I might have missed it because it was time to go down, right?
The game
was over.
He's moving to his right.
I remember. I remember now. Yeah. You never want to see that because he had been pretty clean the whole game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're at this point, and I'm sure that kind of encouraged him. It was Joe Milton time, right, for the next possession?
Yes. Yeah, that was exactly what my thought was. And we were just discussing, Mickey, because I remember Romo telling us a long time ago after he's broken his rib, he was like, look, guys, you only have so many of these games. That's why you want to be out there, because you don't want to miss any of them. They're fun. It's an enjoyable experience. But you're now at a spot with the last two games here where you got to figure out how to make sure you keep that guy upright throughout the offseason as well. How do you kind of manage that plan as you go along?
Yeah, and I think from his standpoint, he wants to play, right? He feels like he's part of this, and you know, he's the leader of the team, and he doesn't want to duck out when things are looking bleak, right? I got to go out there and play. But I bet if you put a GM hat on him and say, okay, now what's your decision? and he'd probably say, yeah, we probably need to take a look at Joe Milton, right? But you hate to do that to the rest of the guys, because it's a hard message to deal with, because, okay, I got to play, but he doesn't. You know, he's more – and they know he's more important than them, probably, right?
Maybe.
But again, it's a hard one to discern. I don't know if you let him go out and play a half and then turn it over to Milton, but I know deep down that he certainly wants to go. And then from your standpoint, what you ask, from a GM standpoint, you're going, yeah, that's okay. Let me take your helmet and put it over here.
Yeah.
Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Mickey, is Keenan Allen the most annoying third down player in NFL history, or did the Cowboys defense just make me feel that way?
I think the Cowboys defense makes you feel that way, right? They get absolutely no pressure on a quarterback that has been beaten up all season long, right? Yep. I mean, he was having to play with had to have surgery to repair a broken bone in his left hand. And that was no more than, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
Going into this game, he had been sacked 49 times. 49! And in the last four games, he had been sacked 16 times, right? Hit 33 times. And what do the Cowboys do? Zero sacks. So, yeah, I just think that when you're not doing any better putting pressure, and they tried everything, right? Four-man line, five-man line, five-man line blitz, play the safeties in deep in the cloud cover, play man-to-man that everybody's been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe now everybody understands why Matt Eberflus was hesitant to play man defense in the secondary, because they don't cover well enough, and especially when they have the time of day in the pocket. I'm sitting there watching him pat the ball, tap his feet, and I'm going, oh, this is too long. And then he throws a 50-yard touchdown pass. You just didn't have enough pressure up front to offset these quarterbacks that other people gave him. Look, that team had not scored more than 22 points in three of the last four games. And the one they did, it was against the Raiders, all right? They scored 6 points against Jacksonville when they got beat. And the Cowboys, here they go, 34 last week, 44 the week before. That's 112 points in three games. Do the average. It comes to 37.
So, Mickey, for the sake of conversation then, and I know this argument it went on all season and it's still there. Micah did add pass rush. Now you're going to be trying to find pass rush again. You feel like you're in better position now, though, that you have some within the interior to go find something else? Or do you think they feel like they might already have something there, it's just not ready yet?
Well, I think from a pass rush situation, I think you got to look at the trade this way. It's a 3-for-1, right? They got two defensive tackles that they probably wouldn't have had, and they still got another first-round pick for next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you cash in on that with something, then you got three guys for one. And I think that was the idea. And not only that, also you have to include the fact that they're not spending $46 million on a pass rusher.
Right.
Now, you're going to say, well, if you go out and sign one in free agency, you might have to spend that. Well, that's to be seen. But normally, if people have a guy like that, they're not trading them, right?
Right.
And that would be the criticism of the Cowboys for making the trade. But I think they felt like they needed a lot more than what they had defensively heading into this year. And the fact of the matter that is, he's kind of a pain to have to deal with.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand that completely. Mickey, thank you for your time today, good sir. You go have a good one. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Carry on, boys. See ya.
Thank you very much. There goes Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Now, Alec, last night, the Dallas Stars notch another win. That is now four straight. Look at these scores, though, in the last four games. 4-1, 5-3, 8-3, 5-1. Like that is exceptional hockey that we get to see. And Robertson scored his 23rd goal this year. He is now tied for third in goals scored. He added two the other night against the Ducks as well. But he's tied with Connor McDavid is who he's tied with, which makes it pretty awesome that you have Jason Robertson on this kind of a heater. You know, and then they got into the fight the other night too, where everything you know, there's the brawl that was going down.
That was absurd.
And but yesterday's game just looked like complete control from not only the. It was kind of interesting. I expected a little more out of the power play early from the Stars, but they figured it out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But man, Ottinger was so good last night. Ottinger really turned it on, made some exceptional. He was definitely shining for sure.
And those are the kind of games that I love to see from the Stars, where coming out of the gates, the offense isn't exactly clicking. They're not getting the looks that they want. Maybe they're not as aggressive. Some slower starts, that's the one thing that this team does to irritate me to no end, is the slower starts. But Jake Ottinger, you know he's at his best when he is cool, calm, and collected, when the offense is giving nothing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the offense eventually figures it out. That game was fun just because I had no pause where I was like, it's going to be a tough day. Ottinger was locked in. I was like, they're going to figure this out. And for most of the better half of the game for the Stars, it felt like Ottinger did just get to kind of hang back and watch. Usually
it was late in the period, in the first and second period. It seemed like he didn't have a stick at one point, and it was like, don't worry guys, I got this. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right though. He did just kind of chill.
Yeah.
But whenever it was time for him to be called upon, it was like, oh man, there it is. That's why.
And 27 saves on the night, but then the Stars offense does kind of come to life there with Jason Robertson getting a nice little rare win over his brother Nick.
Nice.
Who plays for the other team.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty cool. I always love those storylines. But Jason Robertson, you mentioned him. He continues on the heater after an attempted chokeout just a few days before. That situation was just odd and weird and gross, and I hated everything about it. But I saw lots of people getting mad on social media, too, about the lack of response from the Stars after that choking takedown. But
it is the way that this team is, and it's. I feel like if I've learned anything from Spittle and the Spits and Suds podcast, it is that those things do get taken care of eventually.
Yeah.
You'd like to see it happen more immediately, that somebody takes things down, but this game has a crazy way of percolating things in the locker room, and then it turns into something later on in the next meeting or the next outing.
Yeah, and I will say I'll give the team the benefit of the doubt on there, too, because it kind of happened behind the play.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of guys just didn't see it.
Happens.
And they turn around, and Jason Robertson's on the ground, and nobody's really near him at that point. So I'm like, I think we're being a little harsh. But, yeah, nice to see Robo continuing that success. And the revitalization that he's found here – because we were knocking him a lot, and Stars fans were knocking him a lot because, you know, disappear in the playoffs, whatever. Shout out to the hockey,
yeah,
Micah
no, that's,
Parsons
that's
and everything.
That's definitely me.
Yeah, but I never find myself too panicked, and I know it's still the beginning part of the regular season, but we got to make it to the postseason when it matters and everything. But Jason Robertson's heater, we haven't had that kind of star power in Dallas in a while. And the pairing of him, you add Mika Rantanen, who's a legitimate stud. It seems like he's a plus every single game. He might not actually be a plus in the plus minus, but it seems like he's adding something offensively, and he's opening things up for Jason Robertson, which, hey, people forget. That's right. People forget how young Jason Robertson still is and how much time he's got to really figure this thing out. Seeing him continue to just go at this pace is... it's exciting.
Yeah, it is, man, and we will keep eyes on the ice. Coming up next, it is time for a sandwich-free version of AM on the FM.
What? We got the question of the day, plus Kevin Durant stinks just off the court, not on the court. Next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, coming up here at noon, Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones will join us to talk about yesterday's game and how the future is going to be for this Cowboys team. We'll have a discussion with him at noon o'clock, but right now, it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
There we go. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, we're going to hear from Kevin Durant with one of the most insane hygiene takes I've ever heard. That's why he stinks off the court. Not on the court. He's still really good, if you didn't know. I've been checking in on the Rockets here and there ever since he got traded there because I don't know what to think about them because of their roster construction. You have the superstar, the aging superstar, and then everybody else outside of that, now that Fred VanVleet is hurt, is super young. But they are super fun to watch. Dylan Brooks is still annoying as hell, if you wondered, over there playing for the Suns now. And
that was brutal.
Yeah, like I've been trying to keep up with the NBA a little bit more and check in on some of these intriguing teams. The Phoenix Suns are one of the bad teams that I actually enjoy watching because their roster construction is just hilarious and doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I like the NBA because some of these teams are just dumb. They don't make sense. And the Rockets are one of those that they're good, but they don't make sense to me. But anyways, you're going to hear from him in a little bit, and I'm kind of regretting playing the audio already.
Oh, no.
It's gross. Do want to remind you real quick that tomorrow we're going to be at Freebirds, Corey. I didn't know if you knew that. 5000 Beltline Road in Addison. It's going to be a good time. I haven't been able to do a remote there yet, so I'm excited to see what kind of damage I can do food-wise.
Dude, I mean, we've had at least two people come in and destroy a super burrito. Super monster. I've seen that happen multiple times now, and that's always fun. It's always a great party. I love the Tolos so much.
I can't fathom taking down one of those, let alone in the times that you guys have seen. I'm talking like sub-15 minutes. That is not humane. But I respect it. Anywho, we go to the National Day calendar, gentlemen. I'm excited Jacob's here, too, because I don't get to run this with him very much. We got today for Father's Day. So all four of the fathers out there.
Dude, that's terrifying because you don't know which one it is. You're like, all right, one of you guys is my dad. But is that...
Yeah, I mean, like, it has to be somebody. We got here some way, somehow. So which one? One, two, three, or four? I've often thought... Yeah, I've often thought
I'm
too.
I'm that baby's daddy.
Okay, there you go. Remember.
That's Bernie Mac from Life.
I know, but still remember. I think it's me and Will Chambers Friday.
That's right. I heard I got a win on Friday.
You did.
Because of my microwave.
Yeah, and I'm not going to repeat what you said. I will let you go back and listen to it. It was not your brightest moment.
My brother-in-law texted me immediately, and I just want to point out, that's the hole. All right? That's the hole. I got to just reach in there, and then I can open the microwave. So for anybody that wants to know, that's what it's like. My wife was like, don't tell people we have a busted microwave. I'm like, what does it matter? We're the ones living with it.
Oh, and I can confirm that is a very small hole. Mathematics Day is today, so Kevin taking off on one of his favorite days.
That's wild. It makes sense, though. He's going to celebrate. Like, that's obviously what he's doing. He's going to do all the Sudokus. Okay. He's going to do all the algorithms.
Since I'm sitting in Kevin's seat, I'm going to do the Kevin sidebar before we get to the question. How do you celebrate math?
I think you do a really difficult problem. Ooh. You set it up on the chalkboard because you have to do math on a chalkboard. I don't think you can do it on a whiteboard. Huh. So you got to go find a chalkboard because I don't know if those exist anymore. And but it's not just one of those chalkboards that's like the regular one. It's the one that has a chalkboard that slides over the chalkboard.
Ooh.
So it's a dual, so you can slide that sucker up, and then you got a really long math equation. And then you basically go, how do you like them apples? Bam! And everybody hangs out and watches the math.
Huh. Okay. In my mind, it's like people doing those complex questions in a movie theater on the screen.
Ooh, that's
so like
fun.
That's how you celebrate math. I'm not doing that because I think math is dumb. Is it essential?
Did you grow up with an overhead projector?
Yes.
Jacob, did y'all have overhead projectors?
I think I got in right as the smart tabs got in. You remember those? Oh, you remember going in having to like click all the corners and recalibrate it every 5 minutes? That was me.
Oh yeah, no. Even when I was in like kindergarten, first grade, we had the horrible TVs that were on the wheeling cart.
Yeah,
you know, with
too.
The VHS player. Yeah, like I'm young, but I'm not that young. I saw some of the older technology. Yes, and we had the overhead projectors. We had chalkboards in our science labs.
Look at that.
Even in high school, we had chalkboards, and it was great because I had Mr. Clark, and he was dripped out in the white lab coat, the giant frame glasses.
He
looked like a mad scientist.
Yep.
I think you got that.
Clark.
That's Kenny Clark.
Okay.
This is I forget his first name. Anywho, question of the day. Dang it.
Could be Kenny.
Hosting with Corey. I understand Kevin now.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized this. It's my holiday.
Look at that.
It's National Short Person Day.
Okay. I'm not saying anything about that.
Yeah, you better not keep your mouth shut. But we're going to focus in on National Cookie Exchange Day.
Okay. All right.
It is National Cookie Exchange Day, rather. What is the best cookie of all time? 877-881-1053. Your favorite cookie is what?
All right. Y'all ever do the cookie dough sales?
Yes.
And then they give you like the box of the little dots of cookie dough.
Yep.
I don't bake the cookies. It says on the side to bake them and not eat them raw.
I don't think anybody bakes them.
It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time. I'm still going to get the great flavor of that snickerdoodle cookie from that box. And that's, we have all these snickerdoodles. We have peanut butter. I don't know why she got peanut butter. Nobody's eating those.
I am.
Okay, that's great. I should bring them to you then.
Yes, please.
And then we got the apple. It's like apple and caramel something, and it's fantastic. But it's the snickerdoodle. The snickerdoodle is the best cookie. It gives you cinnamon and sugar, and then it doesn't have any Snickers, so that's kind of confusing. But it's an amazing cookie. But I like the raw version of it rather than the baked version. I will tell you this, though. Tiff's Treats does knock out a good snickerdoodle.
Yes.
That's a great snickerdoodle.
They do. At this time of the year, the neighbors will bake little treats and stuff and leave them at your door. And the neighbors across the street from us made some snickerdoodles, and they brought us a bunch of them. They were gone within 2 days.
Yes.
You cannot deny the snickerdoodle. Even when you're trying to abstain from the sugar, from the sweets, like I am, I've cut out almost all the sugar in my life.
Good for you.
If I see a snickerdoodle, it's game over. It's wraps. I have to allow myself. Okay.
I had a friend in grade school who would always come to lunch with those. You ever had those Swiss rolls?
Yes.
Yeah. He would come with Swiss rolls, and I would have snickerdoodles. We'd trade.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The lunch table trades were always my favorite thing, because whether it was a bag of chips, I mean, it felt like draft picks, right? So, like, you're talking about the smaller snacks, like the little dip cups and stuff with the pretzels. It's like that's a day three pick. Yeah. You know, it's just that happens every day and nobody really thinks about it. Then you have the cookies and stuff like that. That's the day two pick, the second or third round pick. You're like, oh, we're talking business now. And then every now and then the whole entree would get traded.
Yeah.
I'll give you my slice of pizza for your sandwich that your mom made for you. Okay, cool. That's a first round pick swap right there. And everybody's like, ho, ho, ho. Why didn't I get involved in this?
Or
you could
trade like an elite dessert for like an entree and a snack for later. Like, I mean, I pulled that sucker off a bunch of times.
Ooh, you're a businessman.
Yeah.
We need to get you on the sales team.
I showed up with the lunch I wanted. So I never traded. I showed up and I was like, I made this lunch because I had to make it. I was like, I put exactly what I wanted in this lunch. I wasn't trying to look at anybody else's. But then again, I also, like, by middle school, that 95 cents to buy lunch was spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm getting a Salisbury steak and a roll and some mashed potatoes, I didn't need anything else in life. But I respect the people who are hustling out there.
Oh, yeah, it was bartering all day, every day. Jacob, what's the best cookie?
This is probably going to be a hot take. I'm going to go with a fresh out of the oven oatmeal raisin cookie.
Him and Parker. There's something about that. There are some people that just love the oatmeal raisin.
Yeah.
Some people think it's ridiculous, but
from the 4-3-2, right as we say that, oatmeal raisin for the win.
Does it feel healthy?
I think that might be some people's illusion. If we're being honest, they're like a fruit, a sun-dried fruit, and oatmeal.
Fiber.
Fiber. Like this, that's an old person cookie is what it is. It's helping you go through the motions in the bathroom. Yeah. That's all it's doing. Like, they're fine. They're not great. They just exist in my mind. I don't have anything against them. It's just that I do think they're an old person cookie.
You don't really think of it until there's one in front of you kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, like if they're there, I'll eat one. I don't seek them out, though.
Like when you're thinking about, like, I need a cookie, like my brain immediately goes to the cookie toad at McDonald's. $4.29 for 13 cookies. Doesn't get better than that.
What? I mean, he's got it memorized.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
I didn't know that.
You know what sucks, too, is I went to Lubbock last weekend, and my buddy's like, let's get cookies. I was like, dude, we can get 26 cookies for $8. It is $8 for a tote in Lubbock, and it's twice as expensive.
That's the most college thing I've ever heard, and I love it. For the 903 fudge stripe cookies, oatmeal cookies of any kind are horrible. Oh, shots fired, Jacob.
The Keebler Elf fudge stripes, my cure is a Nabisco. I don't know which. What is that? Keebler?
I think it's Keebler.
Okay.
Yeah.
My kids, like, I grabbed some the other day and was like, here you go. They were gone in like 2 seconds, dude. I turned around, they were gone. I was like, I wanted one, and they were like, sorry, Dad. And then so I made them do yard work.
Huh. That's a fair trade, I guess. But let's see, from the 469, it's my 92-year-old grandma's favorite cookie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep. 214 says, worst thing is biting into the oatmeal raisin thinking it's a chocolate chip and then finding out it's not.
Nate Wood has texted my phone and said white macadamia.
All right, dude. So I love Nate Wood, for one.
Same.
For two, there was a time when white macadamia nut was the only cookie. And it was the ones from Subway, and they used to make them at our school. So that, I think that's probably Otis Spunkmeyer's or whatever it is. That was the best cookie. But something along the way changed me. Something along the way made me go to defer to the snickerdoodle. But white macadamia nut's fantastic.
You know what's not fantastic, guys? Appreciate the interaction, though, for National Cookie Exchange Day. So share the love. Exchange some cookies. 877-881-1053. Let us know what your favorite cookie of all time is. But what is not great is Kevin Durant. And this awful hygiene take. He was on the Unguarded podcast with Fred VanVleet, and they were talking about some of their just lifestyle stuff, and he was talking about his hygiene and his daily care routine when he started talking about his showering process in the off season.
This week, then after a while, I was like, I'm way more relaxed when I'm just not giving a f-. So I just started getting cut, started lotioning. I take showers. What you mean?
You get too much money, man. You don't care about showering and haircuts.
I shower. But I might go a day without 2 days. I might go 2 days sometimes. You know what I mean? Hopping in that water, wait till I get to the gym.
No. Shower pill? Nah, Katie. No.
I'm not saying I thought workout. I'm not saying I thought workout. I take a shower. I'm just
not 2 days without.
If I'm sitting in the house, like
got lotion and haircut.
I might just want to go musty for the
wash your ass, man. Wash your ass.
I tell my daughter that all the time. I'm like, go wash your butt. Go wash your butt right now. I tell all the kids in the house, I'm always like, go wash your butt.
That's my favorite thing to say whenever a friend's like, yeah, like I'll be there after I shower. I'm like, yeah, don't forget to wash your ass.
Yes.
You know, like it's just a great reminder.
It's very important.
But two, he literally said, I might want to go musty for a couple days.
Mm-mm.
And I cut it off there because it was about a minute 50 seconds of him defending this, saying like, he was like, sometimes you got to remind yourself what you came from. And Fred VanVleet is like, no, you're rich. You don't have to smell bad by choice. You are not living in the streets anymore. You're one of the best basketball players we've ever seen. Shower. It doesn't matter. That's just gross. He said, by choice, if I have nowhere to be, I won't shower for 2 days. Why? You are Kevin Durant. You could pay someone to shower for you. Come on.
I shower every day. I try to.
I was about to say
every once in a while there'll be a, like, things got away from me this weekend. I better hurry up and shower now. I don't like it at all. It feels gross. It definitely feels gross for sure.
It should feel gross, and you should feel gross if you do that.
That is great stuff right there, AM on the FM. Coming up next, it's time for some Gridiron Gravy. Who has the most successful wake-up call? Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Alec Medford. Got Jacob Ray in studio with us as well. And tomorrow we will be at Freebirds. That's right, Freebirds off of Beltline. Mm-hmm. Come on out and say hi to us. We've been there at that location before already this year. It's a fantastic location, for one. I think we've been there twice. This will be, I think, the third time. Ooh. And I really like this location a lot. And then I think we will have Carter Freeman out for his potentially last with us Tuesday tailgate. Unfortunately, no more Thursday tailgate, which is really clearly my biggest upsettedness at the moment. So we'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow. Looking forward to it. And I did want to get to this real quick. This is Jerry Jones. Let's go with cut one here, Jacob. Jerry Jones, did you underachieve this year?
From what we expected, what we thought, absolutely, it did. We all underachieved, really. And the fact we're not in the playoffs says that for you. But I thought we've done some things out there that, frankly, we can carry forward to us and with us. Now, it's always the case that there's some positive things. The question is, can we make some changes where we need to? That's pretty thorough and a lot of multiplication there with the way we played this year.
I guess I feel like the answer to that question is a definite yes, but I'm trying to figure out 877-881-1053. What area did the Cowboys underachieve the most? And like you can find a lot of different variety of areas there. But I feel like the talent acquisition part, they did a great job of adding Pickens. Going to get Quinnen Williams, I'm not sure. I really don't know if they did that. If they're having a successful year, if they still go add that piece, or if they're just like, no, we're good. I felt like they kind of did that as an emergency. I know Jerry was like, look, we tried doing that during training camp. We tried doing that a long time ago. It just didn't work out, and they pulled it off later on. But it just felt like the talent acquisition part, which, of course, you know, there has to be the talent out there to sign. You still have to do that, but it didn't feel – that was, for me, the part where they lacked the most. And then I think a lot of people will say defensive coaching was the underachieving part there for sure.
Yeah, I would say the talent acquisition is always going to be the answer to that question for me. Just with this regime, you mentioned the Pickens thing. I'll be quick with this. It's like we need to make a move, so we made a move. There, we're done. You know, like in my mind, they're like, we hear the clamoring, and we know that something has to be done. So here, we made a move, a big move. That it's a big-name receiver that a lot of people had been talking about and the league had known was pretty available for trade. So they're like, yeah, we did the thing. Okay, let's go to work.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, okay, but some smaller moves here and there can also help. You know, like the Eric Kendricks move last year, adding him in free agency, I thought was a home run.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything like that this year.
Yeah, no, they thought that Kenneth Murray was going to be it, and unfortunately it was not. The Broncos lose yesterday 34-20 to the Jaguars, but also on the other side, Drake May and the Patriots ended up rolling up on the Ravens last night, 28-24. Here's what I find, because both those teams had the parallel winning streaks that they were going along with, and this is the interesting message. After the game last night, Drake May said it was kind of a wake-up call last week when we lost to Buffalo. That was a definite wake-up call. Well, then Bo Nix after the game says, we got hit in the mouth today and played really good. We let it get away. This could be a good reset that we need. And I did hear that a couple different times going into it, or during that game as things were going along. Look, this could be what they need. They, you know, going into the playoffs, you've had this winning streak. You forget that taste of losing for just a minute, and then you get hit in the mouth like this against the Jaguars. Maybe that's the thing you need to have that wake-up call. Which one of these teams gets the best wake-up call out of this?
Ooh, that's tough. Because I think who actually does something with it and who should benefit the most are two totally different answers. Mm-hmm. I think the Patriots do more with it. I think who should benefit more from it are the Broncos, because they have played so many close games this season to where you were talking about the players who just have luck and mm-hmm. how you want to have those players on your team. It feels like every player on their team is lucky. Now, they are very talented, like Nick Benito, one of the best defensive players in football, Patrick Surtain, one of the best defensive players in football, Cortland Sutton, one of the most underrated players in football, for my money, and then Bo Nix is really good too, but things just go their way. Things did not go their way this week, and they need to realize that going into the playoffs, especially in the AFC side of the playoff field. That's where things get real muddy, because you're lucky that Baltimore's not healthy, because this would be an even weirder situation. But with the Patriots looking like they could be elite, with some of these other teams that like to hang around the rim in the AFC, it is really odd. It is very weird, and anything can happen at any point in time against any opponent in the AFC. So I think the Broncos needed it the most. I would like for them to do the most with it because I really do like Bo Nix and what they're doing there, but I feel like the Patriots are just the most prepared to actually use that and put it into motion because Mike Vrabel is one of the best coaches in the NFL. Like, I'll say it right now, I think he should be coach of the year, and I think his leadership style is hard, but it's also player-friendly enough to where they're going to receive that message in a stern manner, like, hey, that happens in 2 weeks. We're done. We are done.
I don't think he's living off the glory days of the Patriots. I think he's like, look, this is a standard that I was set while I was here.
Yeah.
And I want to bring it back to this, but I'm going to need y'all to do it. I think he's very fair with them, too. Speaking of the Broncos and the Jaguars, though, I love this quote. I absolutely love this quote from Trayvon Walker. They're just going to hop on the bandwagon right now. He said in the post game, everybody in this locker room on the Jaguars team, even upstairs, we know everybody's probably going to try and hop on this bandwagon, but we don't want anybody. They can stay where they're at. It's us. It's all about the Jags. F everybody but us. Excuse my language, Dad, Grandmama, but F everybody but us. And I love it. We're always very adamant when it comes to hockey. We tell the hockey fans, hey, or the True Stars fans, we're like, guys, the playoffs are here. There are going to be a whole bunch of new fans showing up because they don't know hockey. But try to do a nice thing and teach them. Try and help them out. Point them to the bathroom. You know, stuff like that. Do those helpful things. But that mentality of F everybody but us, I think is absolutely brilliant. I do wonder that. There's Shad Khan's got to be like, hey, no. I would like more fans, guys.
Yes. Give me more ticket sales. Get me more merchandise flying off the shelves. More stuff with Duval embroidered on it, please. But I knew Liam Cohen was a dog the second that he interviewed for the job. And he said, hey, is Trent Baalke going to be the guy I work with? And they're like, yeah. And he was like, I'm good. I'll see you guys later. I'll keep coordinating in Tampa Bay. And they said, wait. If we fire him, he says, give me the pen.
Yeah.
I will sign right now. I knew Liam Cohen was going to be a dog when he said, I'm not working for you if that dude is here. Because that GM, don't get me started on Trent Baalke, one of the worst to ever do it. But that group, they just have a swagger about them.
Yeah, they do.
And he shows it there. Because, yes, the owner is going to be like, please, come join us. But the team is like, nah, we knew that we had this within us, and we had this ability to be this team that everybody talks about and be relevant again. Because when was the last time we talked about the Jaguars in a serious manner? When Blake Bortles was the quarterback for them, and that vaunted defense that they had, and it went away with the snap of a finger. Now they're back in relevance. I like the players kind of having that chip on their shoulder. Like, last year, you guys did not speak. 4 weeks ago, you didn't speak about us.
Yeah.
You know, the only time you brought us up was when our number one draft pick got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time you talked about us. And you wrote us off then. I sure as hell did. And I'm wrong for it.
And then the Saints and Jets, that game had absolutely no impact on anything. But Taysom Hill, 4 catches for 36 yards, now has 1,002 receiving yards in his career. He is the first player in the Super Bowl era to have more than 1,000 yards in rushing, receiving, and passing in his career. So congratulations,
I guess,
to Taysom Hill, who has a very, very, very niche thing that he's done in his NFL career. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, let's talk with Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.